Section 2. Origins of Islam.
If you were there. You live in a town in Arabia, in a large family of wealthy merchants. Your family's house is larger than most others in the town. You have beautiful clothes and many servants to wait on you. Many townspeople are poor, but you have always taken such differences for granted. Now you hear that some people are saying the rich should give money to the poor. How might your family react to this idea?
Building background. The idea that people should help the poor is one important teaching of a religion called Islam. When Islam was introduced to the people of Arabia, many of its teachings seemed new and different. Muhammad becomes a prophet. A man named Muhammad brought a different religion to the people of Arabia. Historians don't know much about Muhammad. What they do know comes from religious writings. Muhammad's early life. Muhammad was born into an important family in Mecca around 570. Muhammad's early life was not easy. His father, a merchant, died before he was born. And his mother died later when he was 6. With his parents gone, Muhammad was first raised by his grandfather and later by his uncle. When he was a child, he traveled with his uncle's caravans, visiting places such as Syria and Jerusalem. Once he was grown, he managed a caravan business owned by a wealthy woman named Khadija. Eventually, at age 25, Muhammad married Khadija. The caravan trade made Mecca a rich city, but most of the wealth belonged to just a few people. Poor people had hard lives. Traditionally, wealthy people in Mecca had helped the poor. But as Muhammad was growing up, many rich merchants began to ignore the poor and keep their wealth for themselves. A message for Muhammad. Concerned about the changing values in Mecca, Muhammad often went by himself to the hills outside the city to pray and meditate. One day, when he was about 40 years old, Muhammad went to meditate in a cave. Then, according to Islamic teachings, something happened that changed his life forever. An angel appeared and spoke to Muhammad, telling him to recite, recite. Confused at first, Muhammad asked what he should recite. The angel answered, "Recite in the name of your Lord who created man from clots of blood. Recite, your Lord is the most bountiful one, who by the pen taught man what he did not know." From the Quran, translated by N.J. Dawood. Muslims believe that God had spoken to Muhammad through the angel and had made him a prophet, a person who tells of messages from God. At first, Muhammad was afraid and didn't tell anyone except his wife about the voice in the cave. A few years later, in 613, Muhammad began to tell other people about the messages. The messages Muhammad received form the basis of the religion called Islam. The word Islam means to submit to God. A follower of Islam is called a Muslim. Muslims believe that Muhammad continued receiving messages from God for the rest of his life. These messages were collected in the Quran, the holy book of Islam. Muhammad's teachings. Not all of Muhammad's early teachings were new. In fact, some were much like the teachings of Judaism and Christianity. But Muhammad's teachings challenged and upset the people of Arabia. These teachings brought changes to many aspects of life in Arabia. A belief in one God. Muhammad taught that there was only one God, Allah, which means the God in Arabic. In that way, Islam is like Judaism and Christianity. It is a monotheistic religion, a religion based on a belief in one God. Although people of all three religions believe in one God, their beliefs about God are not all the same. Jews, Christians, and Muslims also recognize many of the same prophets. Muhammad taught that prophets such as Abraham, Moses, and Jesus had lived in earlier times. Unlike Christians, Muslims do not believe Jesus was the Son of God, but they do believe many stories about his life. Muhammad told stories about these prophets similar to the stories in the Torah and the Christian Bible. Muhammad respected Jews and Christians as people of the book because their holy books taught many of the same ideas that Muhammad taught. A challenge to old ideas. Some of Muhammad's teachings would have seemed familiar to Jews and Christians, but they were new to most Arabs. For example, most people in Arabia believed in many different gods, a belief system called polytheism. Before Muhammad told them to believe in one god, Arabs worshipped many gods and goddesses at shrines. A shrine is a place at which people worship a saint or a god. A very important shrine, the Kaaba, was in Mecca. People traveled there every year on a pilgrimage, a journey to a sacred place. Several of Muhammad's teachings upset many Arabs. First, they didn't like being told to stop worshipping their gods and goddesses. Second, Muhammad's new religion seemed like a threat to people who made money from the yearly pilgrimages to the Kaaba. Mecca's powerful merchant leaders thought they would lose business if people didn't worship their gods at the Kaaba. Another of Muhammad's teachings also worried Mecca's wealthy merchants. Muhammad said that everyone who believed in Allah would become part of a community in which rich and poor would be equal. But the merchants wanted to be richer and more powerful than the poor people, not equal to them. Muhammad also taught that people should give money to help the poor. However, many wealthy merchants didn't want to help the poor. Instead, they wanted to keep all of their money. Because many of the people in Mecca didn't want to hear what Muhammad had to say, they rejected his teachings. Islam spreads in Arabia. At first, Muhammad did not have many followers. Mecca's merchants refused to believe in a single god and rejected the idea of equality. They even made Muhammad leave Mecca for a while. Eventually, however, Muhammad's teachings began to take root. From Mecca to Medina. Slowly, more people began to listen to Muhammad's ideas. But as Islam began to influence people, the rulers of Mecca became more and more worried. They began to threaten Muhammad and his small group of followers with violence. They even planned to kill Muhammad. As a result, Muhammad had to look for support outside of Mecca. A group of people from a city north of Mecca invited Muhammad to live in their city. As the threats from Mecca's leaders got worse, Muhammad accepted the invitation. In 622, he and many of his followers, including his daughter Fatima, left Mecca and went to Medina. Named after Muhammad, Medina means the Prophet's City in Arabic, the language of the Arabs. Muhammad's departure from Mecca became known in Muslim history as the Hijra, or journey. From Medina to the rest of Arabia. Muhammad's arrival in Medina holds an important place in Islamic history. There, he became both a spiritual and a political leader. His house became the first mosque, or building for Muslim prayer. The year of the Hijra, 622, became so important to the development of Islam that Muslims made it the first year in the Islamic calendar. According to Islamic belief, in Medina, Muhammad reported new revelations about rules for Muslim government, society, and worship. For example, God told Muhammad that Muslims should face Mecca when they pray. Before, Muslims faced Jerusalem like Christians and Jews did. Muslims recognize the importance of Mecca as the home of the Kaaba. They believe the Kaaba is a house of worship that Abraham built and dedicated to the worship of one God. As the Muslim community in Medina grew stronger, other Arab tribes in the region began to accept Islam. However, conflict with the Meccans increased. In 630, after several years of fighting, the people of Mecca gave in. They welcomed Muhammad back to the city and accepted Islam as their religion. In Mecca, Muhammad and his followers destroyed the statues of the gods and goddesses in the Kaaba. Soon, most of the Arabian tribes accepted Muhammad as their spiritual leader and became Muslims. Muhammad died in 632 at his home in Medina. Although he didn't live long after Mecca became Muslim, the religion he taught would soon spread to lands far beyond Arabia. Summary and preview. You have just read about some of Muhammad's teachings and how people in Arabia reacted to them. Many people in Arabia accepted Islam and became Muslims. In the next section, you will learn more about the main Islamic teachings and beliefs. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.